Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keogh moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields the ball and throws to Larry covering. Safe. Button moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Green moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Green scores. Keogh moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Frank Larry. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. Yost moves to second. It's 4 to 1, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler fires to first and has Malzone trapped. There's the throw to Bowling, who tags Malzone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Button goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Keogh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green scores. Keogh moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Stevens trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Jensen moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Keene moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Stump now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Jim Stump. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 3 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. 2 outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.